You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
It's Amanda
and I'm Ashley,
and this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode God knows what, 64 maybe. Mm-hmm. Also, this is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
We're here, and we're here to talk about the crazy ass weekend that was
the collective.
So the collective isn't just Glory Pro, right? Like, it's like everything.
So the collective is technically put on by GCW.
Oh, okay.
GCW is like the blanket, right? And then they team up with a couple different people to put on the collective. That's why it's called the collective. And got it. It took place, the first one was during the pandemic.
Oh, okay. The one that we watched, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that one was the first one.
Okay.
And that one, ever since then, during Mania Week, they have gone to wherever Mania Week has been, and they host a bunch of shows. And so this year was Texas. Next year will be us in our little backyard here in LA,
which is going to be so fucking amazing. I'm so excited.
And it was just announced that it's going to be at GCW's regular home here at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, which I'm fucking stoked about. People are already complaining that shows are going to go to like 7 a.m. East Coast time. I don't give a fuck. I've had to watch wrestling at 9 a.m. every fucking day this, or like last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I watched wrestling at 9 a.m. So I don't care. That's very early to watch wrestling.
It is very, like, one of the shows, the show that we're covering or whatever, they were like, oh, 11 a.m. is an early start time. And I was like, bro, an 11 a.m. show sounds sick as fuck.
Yeah. And it's technically 9 a.m. here. So
yeah.
Yeah. Like, everyone's going to complain about something. My other thing is, this never happens on the West Coast. It always happens on the East Coast. So give us our one time, and then you don't have to come back here for like 25 years because no one ever comes here anyway. So
we kind of get fucked with wrestling anyways. Like, this will be the first time we get the collective. WrestleMania is coming. But like, how long has it been since we've had fucking WrestleMania?
It's been years.
And AEW has been around for what, 2-3 years now? We're just now getting fucking West Coast shows.
And the very next week, they're back in the Midwest.
Yeah, immediately. Like, I don't know.
TK's like, I'm out of here. I still want to make my sign that says TK fears the West Coast because
it seems like it.
He absolutely does.
People don't want to leave. Like, they don't want to go further west than the Mississippi for some reason.
Yeah, I don't understand. Anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about Glory Pro because, as you know, your girl is a big Glory Pro fan, and I made Amanda watch the show.
I watched some, anyways.
Yeah. And then I'm going to fill Amanda in on all the fucking wrestling that I watched because poor Amanda was very busy this weekend. So
yes,
she watched no wrestling and I watched too much wrestling.
I'm really sad I didn't watch any wrestling, but it was like nonstop. So I moved.
Yeah.
Again, so now, but this is like the final move.
Good.
Like the countdown, but moving. So we're done now. This is it. I will be here permanently, and I moved in with my sister, which is so cute. I pinched a nerve in my back while I was moving, which is rad. That's something that happens when you're old. Mm-hmm. Dude, it is excruciating. Like, I just continue to use heating pads on my back and hope and pray that it will go away. Nothing's happening yet. So, but it's only like day 2. So I'm trying to be patient.
Yeah. hopefully by tomorrow it'll be a little bit better.
Hopefully. So I'm going to try and catch up on everything that I missed. I do want to catch up on WrestleMania only because I want to see Cody's entrance, and I heard his match was really good.
It wasn't bad. We'll talk a tiny bit about WrestleMania, just like a little blip here and there. But
and then I saw Undertaker crying when he got inducted, so like that's cute.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I understand your standpoint on the Undertaker, but it's still cute. Because he's like 6'10" and crying, which is
very true.
So yeah.
Yeah, Glory Pro.
So I only got to watch 3 shows.
Matches.
Yeah. See what this weekend has done. 3 matches. So I saw the 4-way international match.
Okay.
I don't know any of these people, but I was rooting for Shane Saber. I was enjoying him. So from what I saw, unfortunately, he was not the one.
Didn't win.
He was not the one. Danny Jones had a wedgie almost immediately, and I found that to be fucking hilarious. Like,
this is gonna be so funny because I actually missed the first match.
Oh, cool. I can pull you in.
Yeah, so you can fill me in on this one.
So the commentators were Veda and who?
Oh, shoot. Who is the other one?
I don't know, but I know it was Veda because I heard her name and I was like, oh, snap. I know that one.
Yeah. We love Veda. Yeah,
so
here.
Myron Reed wins. Overall, it was kind of like a match. There was some cool
start. It's night. It's what, 11 a.m. on a Thursday?
Yeah, like I get it. It's rough. Romo did use Saber as a stepping stool to get Jones off the top rope because like nobody could get him off the top rope for some reason. Like that was fun. That was a fun moment in the match.
Mm-hmm.
Myron Reed wins. And then I will say this. I did appreciate the flow of how quickly they were moving through matches, or at least on the playback, they were moving through them fairly quickly.
Yeah, no, they were. It felt that way too when I was watching it live.
Oh, that's rad. Yeah, because I was so sick. Okay, now we have like a 5-10 minutes waiting period. And then it immediately was like, here's Tootie Lynn and Shanae Kai. And I was like, oh, okay, shit, let's go. The next match, Tootie Lynn, Janai Kai.
It rhymes. That's the only way I remember is because it rhymes.
Got it. That makes sense. Okay.
Janai Kai.
These two chicks are straight out of Mortal Kombat.
Fucking Tootie Lynn is one of my favorite wrestlers. She's so good, and she's like cute as hell, but also like, hey, I'm gonna kick your ass.
They both look like they would hurt you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, don't fuck with these ones.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Tootie Lynn wins by submission, which I thought was rad. So she retained her title. Cool beans.
Mm-hmm.
Cool beans. Final match I was able to see before my life exploded. Jake something, who you know I'm a fan of.
Oh, big Jake something fans over here.
They're like, Jesus with this dude. And then Max the Impaler, which I've been wanting to see a match of theirs, but never, like, I don't know, I just didn't look around or see anything. So I was very excited that I was gonna get to see this. Mm-hmm. First reactions of Max the Impaler is they look like something out of fucking Mad Max Thunderdome status.
Absolutely. So badass in so many ways.
It was pretty cool. I like all of the, like, it's not grunting, but it's not necessarily screaming either.
Yeah. It's just a lot of like,
yeah, there's just stuff going on. There's noises and things, but not.
It's the noises from Mortal Kombat.
Oh my God. Yeah, it totally. That's the best way to describe it. One of the commentators calls Jake something a brick house. And I was like, bro, you're 100%. He's like a fucking brick wall. That dude is huge.
Yeah. I was texting my friend and we were both just like, that man, he's so fucking big. And like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
People, someone do something with Jake something. Like, please. Do something with him. He's not being used properly.
I agree completely. There could be so many more things happening.
He's being wasted. Not at Glory Pro. Glory Pro's doing everything they can with him right now. But I just mean, like, Impact, you wasted an opportunity with that man. So.
Oh, snap. Calling you out. Yeah, this one was a good match. And I was stoked that Jake something's size wasn't a hindrance for Max the Impaler. Like, they were still able to smash and bash along with him, which was
yeah. It was like, it felt evenly matched, definitely. Mm-hmm. It felt like a really nice, even match.
Everybody started cheering for Max, and I guess Jake got upset about it, so he flipped off the crowd. That's like one of my favorite things in the entire world, is when wrestlers flip off the crowd, when, like, I don't know why, it's just nice.
Yeah,
thanks for the participation with the crowd, that helps us. So yeah, and then there was blood.
Yeah, oh my god. Okay, so I got very worried for a second because I don't know what happened. I don't know if Max, like, hit their nose, hit their forehead, hit yeah. something, but there was a lot of blood.
There was a lot of blood for a minute.
I was worried for a second.
But everything ended up okay, or at least everything was finished.
Yeah, seemingly okay. They looked a little wobbly for a second. That's why I got nervous. And plus, you know, like, after watching that Shibata match, anytime someone hits their head, I'm like, ah, no.
Like, yeah. That one's
I get very nervous about headbutts.
Understandably so.
Let's 100. Not do that, guys.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Very understandable. And then Jake something wins with a fucking powerbomb.
Yeah, it fucking did. Oh my God.
A sick powerbomb too. That was a good one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah, and then from there I tried to take a shower, and although Ashley told me what the problem was, my brain wasn't working. It might have been the amount of pain I was in, I don't know, and I had, like, just woken up, but my shower was only giving me cold water, and it's because the fucking thing is backwards.
Ha 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 ha.
So, like, cold is hot, hot is cold. And Ashley told me, and another friend told me to try that too. And I legitimately was like, no, that's not what it is. I thought it had something to do with the water heater. But we checked everything else in the house and we were getting hot water. So, you know, you would think that I would check your theory, but I did not. I ended up taking a very cold shower and it was not cool beans.
That's why you gotta listen to me sometimes.
You're Ashley smart. Listen to her, everybody. Okay, so we called the landlord who sent the plumber out, which the plumber got here fairly quickly, which is nice. This plumber man, his name is Al. He just lost, like, his person a month ago, which made me really sad. But I guess this person that he was with was super obsessed with wrestling and was a hoarder slash... like, shopaholic.
Oh my god.
And he was like, we have a 3-bedroom house and legitimately 2 rooms are full of wrestling stuff. And he was like, a lot of it's collectible, a lot of it's still in the packaging. So he got my phone number and I got his, and he was like, I'll let you have first dibs on it, because, like, I walked in and immediately saw the wrestling stuff because all my wrestling shit's on the couch.
Oh, so, my, like, god.
My wrestle buddies are out. I have a Macho Man pillow out, and there's like other wrestling shit around. So he was like, yeah, like, if you want first dibs. And I was just like, this is amazing and I cannot wait.
Oh my god.
Because he was talking about how, like, he wants to clear everything out, and but he doesn't want to just, like, sell it on eBay. He wants it to go to people that are gonna, like, love and cherish it. And I was like, I promise, if anybody's buying wrestling stuff on eBay, they love it too.
Yeah, but that's true.
But yeah, I'll take first dibs. Are you kidding me?
Seriously.
Yeah, so that was my day. And then I got in pain and stopped doing everything.
That's okay. I mean, you did a lot.
You did a lot. I feel like I did a lot. Then sometimes I'm like, I didn't do shit.
No, you did a lot. I was going to have us talk more about Glory Pro, but then I realized that everyone can go listen to Indie Waters this week because we'll be on that show talking about Glory Pro. So I'm going to skip to talking about the other wrestling I watched this week and filling Amanda in on some very crazy matches.
Tell me about it that I did watch.
So I don't know if you've ever watched Bloodsport.
I've heard a lot of things about Bloodsport, but I have not watched it.
Bloodsport is like a combo of wrestling and like MMA.
Okay.
Like, yes and no. Like, I feel weird saying that. This is the one I sent you the picture of Biff bleeding all over John Moxley.
Ah, yes.
So basically, like, I guess the whole thing is like the ring doesn't have ropes. It's just the four posts.
Interesting.
And there's stipulations, but I'm not really sure what the stipulations are.
All right.
But anyway,
seems nuts.
Huh?
Seems nuts to not have ropes.
Yeah. So apparently Matt Riddle hosted the first one. Like, this was his thing. And then what's his face? Josh Barnett.
Oh, why does his name sound familiar?
Over. I don't know who. I never knew who he was, but he's like a guy who does stuff. You might know who he is. I don't know. I wasn't.
I'm gonna Google it. Familiar.
But anyway, while Amanda's Googling, I'm gonna tell you that I didn't know that Royce Isaacs was in a match, and I was blown away. And very excited that Royce Isaacs was there. The main match that I wanted to see was John Moxley and Biff Busick.
Mm-hmm.
Moxley this week for Collective did not come out to any of his usual music.
Oh.
And this time he came out to Violet by Hole.
Okay.
And I was like, is John Moxley coming out to fucking Hole? Like, this is amazing. Yeah. So, Biff got sliced open somehow, and that man bled buckets all over John Moxley, and it was disgusting. But he had this funny little band-aid over his head the rest of the week because he had like 68 other matches he had to do. Him, Mike Bailey, Blake Christian, and like there was a couple other people had so many fucking matches. I was like, you guys. Beta Scott did commentary for, I think, everything. And I'm just like,
correct.
Now you need a vacation. Now is your vacation.
We already knew like Mike Bailey was nuts because that one weekend where we did three different shows, he also did three different shows.
Exactly. And so he was basically on every card, I think. The other match I was going to talk about for Bloodsport was Chris Dickinson and Minoru Suzuki. Chris Dickinson gets so sweaty.
Back from an injury, right? That's what I'm thinking of.
And okay. He chose to just murder everyone,
which is an interesting choice. Obviously he had some pent-up frustrations.
Yeah, he was, oh my god, it gets so much worse. Yeah, so it was him and Minoru Suzuki. It was a great match. If I remember correctly, he won. I have the card. I don't remember. I mean, I watched a lot of wrestling, so you have to forgive me because Suzuki also wrestled on fucking everything. So I'm getting my wins and losses probably mixed up. But
that's allowed.
Anyway, it was a banger. Bloodsport was pretty cool. Anyway, next was Joey Janela's Spring Break 6 Part 1.
Oh.
This was fucking... Spring Break is always kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
I will say that I think the match of the night for me was Mickey James and Alley Catch.
Oh, well.
It gave me everything I could ever want.
How could not be that one?
At one point, Mickey James kissed Alley Catch, and I was just like, listen, guys. I can't take this. My little heart can't take this.
All right.
It was so good. And everything I could ask for. And I have to give props to Allie because she was, I think she even said, yeah, she said it in her like post match promo. This was the first women's match on spring break.
Oh shit.
And there's been six of them.
What the hell?
So, yeah, fuck yeah. Go Allie.
Interesting.
There was also John Moxley versus AJ Gray. That was really good. Moxley won, and so he kept the championship.
Oh, AJ Gray lost it. Yeah. All right.
Well, he never had it. He was challenging for it.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, I was like, wait, hold, please.
Yeah, no, he was challenging for it.
Got it. Okay.
I tried to watch Planet Death. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say that's a lot. I understand. That's a lot.
I've really tried, guys. I've really, really tried to like to sit there and watch some deathmatch stuff. It's very hard.
Do they do like multiple death matches? Like, so is Planet Death just like all death matches?
Yes.
The whole time.
Yes. And it's different types.
Oh.
So like one of them's like the Taipei death match where they take their hands and they tape them up and then they roll their hands in glass.
Oh.
And then like there's just chunks of like shards of glass on their hands.
Well, that seems intense.
Yeah. And then like there's ones where there's stipulations where you have to like do something with light tubes and you have to do the thing with the light tube. I don't know. It was a lot. I made it two matches in.
And then done. I'm not doing it anymore. We're over it.
Yeah. Because there was a match in Bloodsport. I think I said on Twitter that I was like, I think it was, who was it? Yuya and Mike Bailey. One made my stomach hurt because it was so hard hitting. It was just a lot. And then fucking Moxley and Biff were just like, oh, I'm just going to bleed all over the place. Yeah, it was very hard to watch. But if you're into Planet Death, do your thing. I'm happy for you.
I wonder how many I could do without getting to a point where I'm like, okay, I can't do this shit anymore.
We should do that one night. We should
watch as many as we can.
We should consume certain substances and try to watch Planet Death together.
But you have a thing about eating during death matches.
That is true, but I wonder if I'm under a certain substance, if I would be able to.
I mean, I'm down to try. You don't have to tell me.
We'll try it. We'll get back to you. Maybe this will. Hey, if you subscribe to the family, the Count Out Family Network, maybe you'll have a special episode where me and Amanda are high as shit trying to watch as many death matches as possible.
We'll see how it turns out.
That would be very silly. We probably wouldn't even be able to like figure out how to record it. Friday, I was very busy, so I did not get to watch LA Fights versus JCW. Didn't get to watch Further Culture or the World on Lucha. I finally got to watch Spring Break Part 2, which was...
So many Spring Breaks.
It was... When I tell you, Amanda, this was so fucking weird. So fucking weird. So, okay. So Joey Janela does this thing called the Clusterfuck. And it's kind of like a Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So every few, 30 seconds or so, someone else comes out.
All right.
I was high for this.
Okay, that explains some things.
So this was so bizarre to me. At one point, there was a man that came out in like overalls and boots with like very clearly a mask on. And he looks like, do you remember from Are You Afraid of the Dark, the like creepy guy?
Yes.
I can't remember his name. There was a guy who looked like that and he was wrestling.
Interesting.
And I kept waiting for him to like pull his mask off. Never did.
All right.
There was just like a lot of weird shit that happened in this. I kept trying to think if there was one spot where Nick Wayne accidentally kicked, because Joey Janela was getting rid of people one after another. He was in the center, or he was like the first one in, just one after another after another. And there was one point where Nick Wayne kicks Joey Janela and Joey looks like he fell, but he wasn't supposed to.
All right.
And Nick Wayne looks fucking terrified. Like that wasn't supposed to fucking happen. And I really want to know if it was supposed to happen.
Well, I mean, if he looks scared, unless he's just, you know, playing.
I don't know. This thing, I mean, it truly was a clusterfuck. At one point, like Joey was, I couldn't tell if Joey was shooting on Tony Khan, if it was people in the audience shooting on Tony Khan. I couldn't tell what the fuck was happening. Again, I was very high. But this also had one of my favorite matches of the entire weekend.
Okay.
Tony Deppen versus Biff.
Of course.
I did not expect it to be as good as it was, and that's my fault for doubting Tony Deppen at all. Yeah, I feel bad for doubting Tony Deppen at all, because he fucking did that shit. And oh, also Alley Catch looked fucking gorgeous. Going back to like part one, holy shit.
I bet. She always does. She crushes it.
But lately, she's just been even more so. Oh, Deppen did win. Deppen did win. Good job, Tony Deppen.
Okay, sick. I knew you got excited about something with Tony Deppen, so I'm glad it was this.
Yeah. Good job, Tony Deppen. You did it. You fucking did it. It was just a great match. So if anyone gets a chance to watch it, please fucking do. Tony Deppen deserves his flowers, and he should fucking get them. So. The other good match of that night was Suzuki versus Effie, where Effie slapped him and said, "Come on, you little bitch, hit me harder." To fucking Minoru Suzuki, which I never, you know, he also kissed him.
Damn it.
Yeah.
What? There's a lot of kissing happening in wrestling these days.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Also, people give Jordan Oliver a lot of shit, but he had a PCO, couldn't wrestle Mike Bailey at because he got hurt, and so they filled him in with Jordan Oliver did amazing against Mike Bailey, and I just have to say, good job, Jordan Oliver. You did real good. You're not gonna listen to this, but you know, someone out there loves you. I just want you to know, good job, buddy. That's all.
We appreciate you.
Unfortunately, I missed Big Gay Brunch, Bangers Only, and the rest of it. Briefly, I will mention that Alex Shelley versus Mike Bailey. Holy shit. Alex Shelley, listen. We're going to have a talk really quick. I understand that you have gone through a lot and you might not like yourself that much sometimes. You are a goddamn amazing professional wrestler, and that's it. You're just so good and you need to stop. Yeah. You just put on good matches and you're amazing and you look amazing. Yeah. And huh?
He does. Alex Shelley's awesome, dude.
I enjoy watching him anytime I get a chance to.
I would have to, like,
it's never boring. It's never like, oh God, an Alex Shelley match. Never, ever, ever does it feel like that.
Yeah, no. I mean, we covered one with him. We've covered a handful, not a handful, but we did one when he was the Time Splitters.
Yeah, with Kushida.
And then we did one with him and Lee Moriarty, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then we got to see him live in that fucking craziness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, like, dude, he's a great wrestler, 100%. He puts on a great show.
I just wish he would think that.
Also, he's not the worst to look at.
No, hot boy, very hot boy.
Yes. So, like, Alex Shelley, please continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Also, if you have IWTV, if you want to subscribe to IWTV, the Life of documentaries that they do, Life of a Wrestler, the Alex Shelley one just came out. And it's so wholesome and wonderful.
I love hearing that.
And he's just a good sweet boy. I just love him so much.
I'm gonna have to watch this. Maybe we can do a book report.
Oh my god, full book report. There's three parts, so we'll have to wait till the rest of it comes out. But
okay.
They have the funny thing is there is something that haunts me to this day, which is the back and forth between him and Daniel McCabe being like my favorite thing ever. And it's what I talked to him about. And that is featured predominantly in this episode.
Amazing.
And it's also very featured predominantly in Daniel McCabe's episode of Life of. So
interesting.
It's just going to haunt me forever. Anyway.
Forever.
You know, WrestleMania happened. The thing that happened, happened.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had adrenaline in their souls. Something, something, Cody Rhodes.
Did his neck tattoo get bigger?
His neck tattoo did get bigger. Apparently he got it touched up.
Oh my god.
He wanted to look good for Vince, and so he had to get that neck tattoo touched up.
Oh my god, don't even get me started.
The sad thing was the match was good against Seth Rollins. The women's tag match was fucking phenomenal.
I
have nothing bad to say about it. It was so fucking good. WrestleMania had its moments for sure.
And it's WrestleMania. There is a level of entertainment.
Kevin Owens and Stone Cold was fucking amazing. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Which, thank you, Stone Cold.
Yeah, seriously. The next night was, I don't even know what happened the next night. The Sunday night one.
Oh yeah, because it was 2 days.
Yeah. So the next night, Pat McAfee wrestled. And then he wrestled Vince McMahon.
Oh.
And then Steve Austin came out again. And he tried to stunner Vince McMahon.
Oh.
And Vince McMahon, like, probably did the worst stunner. Like, he took it the worst that anyone has ever. I have to send you this video. There is a video of Mick Foley reacting to the stunner. And I have never seen Mick Foley laugh so hard. I've never seen anyone genuinely laugh as hard as Mick Foley watching that.
Please send this to me, because I already love Mick Foley, so this is gonna be amazing.
The joy in that man is so funny. Like, he just looks like it's like Christmas morning and he's just like laughing so hard. Anyway,
it is amazing.
Even Stone Cold knows it's bad, so he immediately just starts laughing. Like, everyone's just laughing at how bad it is, and then he kicks Vince out of the ring. Pat McAfee has probably the best. I say GIF. Don't do it. Don't murder me. I don't give a shit. What I say it? GIF. People say GIF.
Oh, I say GIF.
I say GIF. We're old. We say GIF.
back in our day.
So, the greatest GIF ever. Because at one point, the camera just cuts to him, and he's chugging beer, laying on the ground, just like funneling this beer into his mouth. It's the greatest thing in the entire world. Anyway, and that concludes the collective and WrestleMania talk.
I promise we will have more on Indie Waters, so you should listen to that.
Yeah, join us on Indie Waters, because it'll be me, Amanda, and Zach. And we're just gonna, you know what the best part is? Mikey's letting Zach roll solo with me and Amanda.
This is gonna be interesting, is what it's gonna be.
We will link the episode, but you know this is gonna be nothing but chaos.
Yeah, are you kidding? There's no referee.
Yeah, Zach is going to be, this is gonna be trial by fire, because
Indy Waters Street pulled their goalie during third period.
Yeah.
And we are so hard right now.
It's over for Zach. We're coming Sorry, in. Sorry, Zach.
Which, if you've been watching Happy Hour, the Count Out podcast Happy Hour, you remember me saying that I was coming for Zach's beard as my next belt. So, yeah. Like, I think this is as good a time as any.
Yeah. I'm gonna grab my little clippers that I have, and I'm gonna go and we'll see what happens. Anyway, yeah, you know, sometimes life happens and you don't get to watch an entire weekend full of wrestling. And sometimes you do, and sometimes you get extremely burnt out and realize you can't be burnt out because you have a fucking show to go to.
Well, that's right. We have
fucking- in 5 days.
Well, here's hoping my fucking back is better by then.
Yeah, you need to get that shit together.
Yeah, so I'll just like wake up in the morning and go to urgent care, I think.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Just give you medicine?
I have no fucking idea. Like, I don't know if they're going to give me an x-ray or if they're going to be like, oh yeah, just lay down. And I have shit to do.
They're just going to give you pills and tell you to chill.
Fuck. I don't know how that works in life.
Yeah. You need like a back brace or something. Where's your little sweat belt? Why are we talking about this on here? We need to just end this.
Because people are interested in the day-to-day of Ashley and Amanda. That's why we're talking about it.
I'm drinking a fucking energy drink at 6:30 at night. That's not Ashley, a good thing.
That is not the fucking deal. Yes. Okay. So you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
You can find us on Twitter at
HTTW Pod.
You can buy t-shirts and other merch shit on
How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling.bigcartel.com.
Also, if you're not a Count Out Podcast family member, you can buy it on the Count Out Pod website for $5 a month. You get secret episodes. If Ashley ever finishes the fucking book we're reading, we will make another episode. Called out. We will start printing shirts soon, so if you ordered one, please be patient. I promise we're getting them out there to you. Like, rate, review, subscribe, talk wrestling to us.
We'll see you on Saturday, the April 9th, if you're at GCW in LA.
Yeah, seriously, if you're at GCW, come say hi. We'll have stickers and shit to give you, and we love talking wrestling with people, so do it.
Yeah. And I think that's it. Take care of yourself. Watch mm-hmm. some wrestling. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think about Cody Rhodes going to WWE because it's weird as hell. And
talk to us about that.
We love you so much. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hi guys, this is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is
Your Dose of Death Podcast.
If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.